Strato, how are you doing this morning?
Mate, I'm good for a Friday morning, and the good news is there's been a bit of an extension for the nominations for this year's Shoalhaven Business Awards through until next Tuesday. You've had a very long history with those awards, and NAB, very proud supporters of the awards.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it's a great opportunity, and while the window's almost closed, there is still an opportunity for people to get out there and enter. It's been extended till next Tuesday. So, yeah, I encourage all businesses, all size businesses, to consider and get in there. It's a great experience.
And Alan, look, there's a bit of doom and gloom around at the moment about business in general, about the downturn of the economy. But it seems to me that we've got a lot of entries coming in for this year's Business Awards. So maybe business in the Shoalhaven is holding its head up and doing pretty well.
Well, look, you're spot on there. I've been lucky enough to live and work in the Shoalhaven now for the last 8 years, and I haven't seen it better. There's a lot of businesses out there doing really well. There's some that are not, but that doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't take time out and have a look at your business. The Business Awards is a great process to go through. It takes you outside of your business to look inside. Sometimes you can get caught up in the daily grind and just doing, but you've got to stop, take breath, and have a look at your business and see where you can improve. And the Business Awards is a great avenue to do that.
And being the business banking manager for the Shoalhaven, you would see operations from small one-person operations up to the large corporations. And when I spoke to Miranda yesterday, I wanted to make the point that these awards are not just for the big end of town.
Oh, definitely not. And look, Australia is thrives off the back of small business, and a lot of big businesses start off as small businesses, and they are the backbone. And certainly down here in the Shoalhaven, we've got a lot of great small businesses, and small is not small. It can be a one man band up to staff of 30, 40, 50 people. That's still I consider a small business, not the top end of town in the corporate. So, yeah, you're right, it's open to all size businesses.
I guess you said you've been in the Shoalhaven for over 8 years now, Alan. You've seen a distinct change in the way business is actually done. I mean, 8 years ago, we weren't talking about online purchases and the way the internet and Google has sort of taken over the world.
Yeah.
I guess business is just different in 2017 than it was in 2000 or 2010 even.
Look, it's a great talking point, this, and I could probably talk for a lot longer than what we have on this point, but I'll summarise it. Look, you're right, technology has changed the way people can do business, but at the end of the day, business is about, people to people. And another great reason to be involved in the awards is, the Business Chamber's got a great network of people. The whole idea of entering and reviewing and reflecting and going through an application process really gets you to talk to people, and the beauty about that is the more people you talk to, and certainly in my line of business I get to talk to hundreds if not thousands of people every year, is you get great new ideas, you see how people are doing things, and it's just a great way to communicate. So while technology has changed, 100% it has, the art of talking to people and having a conversation and is still very much the cornerstone of what the Chamber and this Business Awards process is all about.
And the nominations have been extended to next Tuesday, Alan. Any small businesses or business owners listening in this morning shouldn't be afraid of perhaps going through the process of putting together a nomination, because all the help you need is there online at shoalhavenbusiness.com.au.
100%. And I'm pretty sure I can say this because I heard Brendan Goddard, our president, and talk about this at last night's Business After Hours, which was proudly supported by Otonda Homes. So I'll give them a plug because they're a NAB client. And then they put on a good show last night, Adam did. So, hey, but the main thing there is that, yeah, there's plenty of support. I believe, too, that we've been able to secure Greg Pullen's services from council for any of those last-minute tenders who want their application reviewed. Greg's a very experienced tender writer. He's been at council forever and a day. He's a great bloke, and apparently he's available to review any application. So, yeah, it's not too late.
And just to finish, the party itself on the 25th of August at the Shoalhaven Entertainment Centre, it's always a big night.
It's a great night. And one of the things I was thinking of making sure that people know and trying to reflect on is, the application and entering your business is an acknowledgement, not just for you as the business owner, but for your staff. I know, but we treat it here at NAB as it's a great night out. It's a way of rewarding my staff here at the NAB. We have a great night out. Get all dolled up in our suits and and tyres and all the rest of it, and have a good night. So yeah, it's the pinnacle of the business in Shoalhaven, the business awards, and you know the business chamber do a great job of putting it on.
Nominations are open until 6 p.m. next Tuesday evening. The night itself is the 25th of August, and Alan Shackleton is the regional business banking manager for NAB Business in the Shoalhaven. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us about the awards this morning on 2ST.
Pleasure, Strato. No dramas at all. Have a great day, and see everyone at the 2017 Business Awards.